Hey, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Nebraska Newcomer Series presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. I'm Jessica Coody. As we introduce you to the new Huskers on campus heading into the fall season, and we welcome in another newcomer to Husker volleyball, the freshman middle blocker, Manaya Obeche. Manaya, thank you so much for being here with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So you just moved in, got settled in. How has the past couple of weeks been for you?
The past couple of weeks have definitely been an adjustment. Very hectic. It was nice for my parents to come in, help me move in. And me and my roommate, Kenna, we're just having a great time, getting to know everyone, getting to know campus, and yeah, we're having fun.
How excited were you to get to settle in, move into your dorm, and just get settled in here in Lincoln?
We were so excited. And of course, immediately as soon as we come, it's camp season, so we're working camps, we're getting to meet girls, immediately getting to see some of the impact we have here as a Husker. So it's really exciting for me. It's beautiful, honestly.
Okay, so what was the, is there a theme to the dorm? How you guys decorated it? What went into that?
So we have an accent wall that's blue. So we went with almost an ocean-y sort of thing. So there's grays, blues, browns, and LED lights, fairy lights. We even have one around like the back of the TV. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's cool. You'll have to do like a MTV Cribs style tour of your dorm.
I would love to do that too, to show it off. It's so beautiful.
Well, how was, you know, again, because you got here just recently and just getting here, going to camps, how, what was that like working camps and getting, diving right into it?
So I feel like you would expect a camp to be a lot because it's hours and hours and hours of standing around tossing balls for the little girls. But for me, it was fun. It was really fun. I got to meet so many girls, got to know their stories, a little bit about them. We laughed, we competed, and I got to know some of my teammates too.
Was it surreal at all, being that, I mean, since you didn't go through the spring, that was probably your first really feeling of, oh, I'm actually a Husker now, and it's like that changeover from being that person that looked up to athletes to now you are that. Was it surreal at any point?
It was definitely surreal. Just working the demo, looking up and seeing all of the campers' faces just in awe, ready to get our autographs even as we go out. Having that pressure to be a role model is such a welcome responsibility, honestly. Very surreal.
That's very cool. Okay, well, let's go back to, you know, your recruiting journey and just when you decide that you want to play college volleyball, why Nebraska? What sold you on the Huskers?
Okay. My recruiting journey. Oh. So I feel like I always knew I was going to play college volleyball, but it was in the back of my head. It wasn't necessarily a driving force all the time, but especially as I got older and I started making USA teams, for example, it made it pretty clear that that's the route I'm most likely going to go. So my entire recruiting process was pretty disciplined and very thought out. We made lots of lists, me and my parents, and we figured it all out. So I was committed. And then everything changed for me, and I realized that volleyball is something that's way more important than I realized before, and sports in general are something that I want to make a part of my life in a different way, too. So I decided how I wanted the rest of my career to go, and my major, I'm in a double major in marketing and management, and once I figured that out, and once I figured out I just want to play volleyball at the highest level that I can for as long as I can, it was very obvious to me that Nebraska is the place that I wanted to go. So I'm here now, double majoring, ready to be a part of a very, very rich culture that I'm learning more and more about every single day. And it's wonderful.
Wow, that's incredible. So was there, when you say it kind of switched for you, was there something that happened or was there that went into that moment that you changed that kind of that process?
Really figuring out how I wanted my career post volleyball to look like. I want to stay in the sports industry, sports management, really. So sticking with volleyball in the Big Ten, I think that shows a pretty high level of sports management. So I'm here to learn in all different types of ways, not only in volleyball, but professionally as well.
Whether you just arrived in Nebraska or you've called it home for years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is here for you. We've been a part of this community for 85 years, helping Cornhuskers, new and native, stay healthy and thrive on and off the field.
I know you have some relatives, your dad, aunt, right, both played collegiate sports at the highest level. How much did that help you just in this process and knowing what to expect and how to get yourself to where you want to be to be in a position to play college volleyball?
That was the most helpful thing ever. Having my dad, he played football at Stanford, having him understand bits and pieces of the process really helped me calm down a little bit, to put everything into perspective and realize that there's multiple paths you can take. Even recommitting, that's okay. That's completely okay. And having my dad and my aunt who've already gone through it, letting me know that there's not a set path for everyone. You can take your own, you can find your own. It was the most helpful thing. Keep stress out of it.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. I know if you do a little bit of research on you, you can quickly find that family is very, very important to you. Tell us about your family, your siblings. You got multiple siblings, right? And
yes.
Just how important they are to you.
I have 4 younger siblings, 2 little brothers, 2 little sisters. They are the most important thing to me ever. And honestly, that's why I'm here as well. Another really big reason. As an example for my siblings, so my second sister, she's actually committed to go play volleyball at Harvard. And from then on, I have another sister who plays volleyball and then 2 little brothers who play basketball and football. Seeing them, I've been FaceTiming them a lot, of course, in the first couple of weeks, just missing, I've been missing them so much. Getting to share my story, getting to share my experiences, I feel like it allows them to grow and understand and never feel like they need to worry about anything because I can help them. I'm right here for them. They're the most important thing in the world to me, and being here gives me an opportunity to teach them more.
Was it hard to say goodbye to him when you packed up?
It was the hardest thing I think I've ever done.
Needless to say, you guys are a sports family.
For sure. We're definitely
a
sports family.
You're always at a sporting event, probably.
Yes.
Did you get to play with your sisters?
Yes. So I played with my second sister for the past 2 or 3 club seasons now. And it's nice because I'm a middle, she's an opposite, so we're at the net together. And also in high school, our freshman younger sister was there as well. So it was the 3 of us, outside, opposite, middle. And, well, when I was playing middle, I was also an opposite in high school and outside. But we were all there together.
So I guess have they made plans to come out and visit you out here?
Plenty of plans. And even I'm going back down to California in 2 weeks. We're going to see each other a lot, for sure.
Cool. You just mentioned like going back and forth between middle and outside. Why is middle where you feel most comfortable?
I think it's the adrenaline, the rush of being in the middle of all the action, just literally in the middle of the court, being able to touch more balls blocking-wise. Maybe that's why. One of my favorite parts of the game is blocking. And decision-making, the strategy behind the game. And once I feel like I've clicked on to the opposing setter's like mentality, mindset, and you can see and you can start to notice patterns, the strategy part of it just clicks for me, and that's my favorite part. And it allows me to just read people, and it's the most exciting part of the game for me.
Safe to say that paid off for you because you left as the career blocks leader at your high school. So
yes.
you obviously had put in a lot of work there. How did that, was that something that you just developed for you, or how did you become where you can read things on the court so well?
I have to think back. I'm a very visual learner. My freshman year of high school, I had an All-American teammate as a middle. So watching her, understanding the things that she did, even watching her eyes on the setter, that's been the best thing for me. I'm just a very visual learner. So it's another reason why being here is amazing. I have amazing middles older than me here. I can just learn so much.
How has it been? I know you have been in contact, this freshman class, very close, but how has it been now that you're here on campus interacting with some of those older players?
It's been so nice seeing the people that you watch on TV and getting to know them as real people and making friends, like genuine friends. These are friendships that I think will last a very long time. It's been the world, and our team chemistry is amazing too. We really do see each other as friends as well as teammates. Outside of volleyball, like for example, the past week I've been going over to a teammate's house and we've been watching Love Island. And it's been the most fun thing ever. So having a support system like that, it really means a lot to me. And the older girls have been amazing at helping the freshmen get integrated as well.
I don't watch Love Island, but it seems like there's a lot of drama going on.
There certainly is.
Well, you know, just when you, as you get here now and you are kind of settling in, I know it's, you can be out on the court some and, you know, but before you kind of, I guess, dive into the preseason, what are some of the things that you're trying to focus on here over these next couple of months?
I'm trying to get used to the tempo and the pace of the sets. I don't think I've ever been so excited to work with some setters in my entire life, because they're tall, they can feed me high, but also very fast, extremely fast. So getting used to that tempo, and eventually we'll get to a point where it's just butter, easy.
Rebecca Alex said they just drop dimes all the time.
They really do. They really do. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
I know another thing about you that you're really passionate about is your cultural background. Can you tell us about that and why that's become so important for you to embrace?
Okay, so I'm half Nigerian and a quarter Samoan, and really those two cultures have really made up my household. And being here, I would also see that as representation to my communities as well. Just being able as a young kid to look up to other people that share the same culture as you, thriving in their sport, thriving in whatever profession, whatever they're doing, it's something that you can really look up to. And I told you before, I'm really here as an example to my siblings. I want to be that person of my own culture as well, to show them that they can do anything they want to do. And really, oh, also sharing, letting everyone else in America, anyone else who watches volleyball games, get to know my culture as well. I think that that transaction is beneficial for everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so we hit on a little bit just you getting used to the sets, but what are some of your goals as you go into your freshman year? I mean, have you thought about how you want to approach it? What are the things you want to accomplish and how you go about achieving those goals?
My main goals for the freshman year is just to help out wherever I'm needed. So finding that place is going to be the first thing I need to do. And from there, I'll do whatever coach, whatever my team needs me to do.
Awesome. Great stuff. Thank you so much for being here with us. Welcome to Lincoln, and we look forward to big things to come and MTV Cribs style tour of your dorm,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Manaya Obeje with Husker Volleyball, the freshman middle blocker here with us on our Nebraska Newcomer Series presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Thanks for listening and watching. And as always, make sure you subscribe and like wherever you listen to never miss an episode right here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast. For 85 years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska has been proud to call the Cornhusker State home, because the biggest part of our mission is the last part of our name, of Nebraska. We're proud to cheer for the Huskers, live in your neighborhoods, and work to make our home state healthier every day.